The statistics are stark. The median income for white households in Dane County is about $63,000, only $20,000 for African Americans. Madison Mayor Paul Soglin, along with city officials, nonprofits, and private business, have put together a jobs plan. One aspect is connecting young people to internships.
Our goal will be that every teenager who wants to have an internship, a summer job, will have that opportunity.
The jobs plan also relies on help from the Madison Metropolitan School District. Superintendent Jennifer Cheatham says the high school experience needs to change so that more students have a sense what they'd like to do after they graduate.
Provides more opportunities for students to get college and career counseling so that they're, again, being more intentional about the coursework that they're taking, and helps to expand opportunities for things like internships and mentorships.
Another goal of the city jobs plan is to get local businesses to hire adults with limited education or work experience. Soglin said 20 years ago, a full-time restaurant worker or sales clerk could get a living wage and benefits.
Well, now you go look at the service industry, you go look at retailers, they're part-time jobs.
Madison is also counting on construction to provide high-paying jobs with possible career advancement. Although the industry nationwide suffered during the recession, many metropolitan areas like Madison continued building. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.